great, really good performance, really good result. I think we could have possibly, look, I'm not being greedy, but I think we possibly could have scored a few more goals. But listen, Northwest Derby won in the manner that we did. We're over them.
They kind of give two easy ones away, the penalty and the other goal, and then you just took on from there.
I thought we played really well, took the goals out of the game. You know, Junior's extremely unlucky with the overhead kick, it flew on the top corner. But I thought, you know, we've got to be positive, and our boys, we're actually very annoyed over the last week or two that the players aren't getting the credit they deserve, because people are getting carried away, and people actually think that if going away to Dundalk and drawing 2-2, and drawing at home to Pats 1-1, and drawing away to Sligo 0-0 is bad results, then my goodness, I wouldn't have liked to have been here last year. But people are getting carried away. Tonight the players had a point to prove, and thankfully they've done that.
You could have scored more goals.
We could have, but the way we've played tonight was very open. It was very entertaining. Played a real high level of football. The technical ability on show was excellent. And delighted for Harkin, delighted for Junior. Jack Malone's come on at 19 years of age and made his debut. So, look, a lot of positives tonight. But, as I say, we'll park our bus tomorrow and we'll get ready for a big game on Monday.
Kieran, 4-0. Great team performance. Obviously a hat-trick for yourself. A very proud moment.
I'm buzzing. As you say, it's a very proud moment. I just even scored one goal would have been enough tonight, but I got myself in the good positions and I got the hat trick, and it's just been amazing. Still don't believe it happened, but it has, and I'm just buzzing with.
Goals are scored because other players create chances, and that seems to be a steady thing that's going on through the team this season.
Yeah, well, we're creating loads of chances, and over the last few weeks we've been just looking for someone to give us a bit of magic and take any chances, and just we got a bit of luck tonight, and for myself personally it's worked out, and I took them chances, and I'm just over them in to get the goals.
It was a sluggish kind of start, and then you get the first goal, and as a team you never look back.
No, we didn't look back, and even at half time we spoke about it. We had a bad 30 minutes, not really a bad 30 minutes, we were comfortable, but we weren't creating nothing, and we weren't playing the way we wanted to play. But as you say, then they are out of the game. We passed the ball well, and we got there then, and we got the rewards. We're getting their goals.
Is it hard knowing your next game is a couple of days away and is against Van Harps again? Is there a mental block there?
There's not that for myself personally, and as a team. I think you spoke about this. I think it's a benefit for us getting the games more coming very fast. I know there's a lot of games coming very fast over the year, but for this game personally, because we have no game then the week after, we're happy with that, especially because we had a very positive result tonight. I think it's going to benefit ourselves getting on the Monday night now and hopefully get on the semi-final.
Then you've got a break of sorts that the Declan's obviously very unhappy about. How are you going to occupy your time? I mean, it can't just all be training. I'm sure you're going to be looking for friendly games somewhere along the way.
Yeah, well, that's up to Dickie and the coaching staff to deal with that. And well, as you say, he's not happy with it. No one's happy with it. It probably would have been better if we had a talk the better in the last few games, because we had a sticky patch there. But the main thing was getting 3 points tonight, and it eases now when we come into them weeks off and without the game, knowing that we got the 3 points. But as you say, hopefully a few friendlies, and not only be flat out training, but we'll be preparing for the next game, as we do always.
Junior, a great night's work by the whole team.
Yeah, very good night's work. Everyone worked very hard, and we started a bit slow first half, but like we got going and we were unstoppable. Like we done well, and just very happy to get the win.
You must be really disappointed in the referee.
Very disappointed. Yeah.
You scored what looked like a beautiful overhead kick.
Yeah, and he's disallowed it, but yeah, it happens. But very disappointed, very, very.
I heard him being asked about it just a minute ago, and he said it was because there was a high foot in the box.
Yeah, I think he's penalised me for the high foot, but I mean, when you score an overhead kick, it's not going to be low, is it? But yeah, like, just devastated, but yeah, go again.
It took a wee bit of time to get going, but once you got the first goal and then the second fairly quickly after it, there was always only ever going to be one winner.
Yeah, it took us a while because like, it's a derby and we started a bit slow. Maybe just a bit nervous, and as soon as we got going, like I said, we were unstoppable. And yeah, when we got the goal, it helped us grow in confidence, and we started playing like football more and just keeping the ball, and they couldn't live with us, but yeah.
Four goals, could have been five or six.
Yeah, it could have been a lot more, to be fair. But Also had like a penalty where I thought I should have won another penalty, but yeah, the ref didn't give it, but yeah, go again.
Monday night now, same team again. Is it mentally hard to play against the same team so quickly after a game tonight?
We'll just take it like any other game, but on their part, they've got a point to prove. They've got to try to beat us because we've beaten them twice now, but we just take it like any other game and approach it like we did this one and try to get the win.
The League Cup's a very special trophy to Derry. They've won it an awful lot of times over their years in the League of Ireland, so you'll be really keen to defend it.
Yeah, I heard it's called the Derry City Cup, but yeah, hopefully we can get a win on Monday and get a good draw, semi-finals, and see what happens there.